Hello, everyone. I'm Vicki Goodwin, and welcome to my show, Return to Shambhala. Today is Monday, March the 12th, 2012. Tonight, this evening, or wherever you are, I have a special guest. Her name is Diane Lee, and she is with Children of the Sun. I've mentioned Children of the Sun many times on the show, and now we have a representative from Children of the Sun. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Vicki. I'm so honored to be here tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I would like for you, if you would, to introduce yourself the way you would like the listeners to know you and the mission of Children of the Sun, what you're about, how they can contact you, and we can do that two or three times throughout the show so that the listeners can contact you. I've said it many times, go to childrenofthesun.org. So I'd just like to get that word out. I love this this activity of light. It's very close to my heart.
I really appreciate that you're mentioning us. I am the membership director of Children of the Sun Humanitarian Foundation. Children of the Sun has a mission as servers for the light, servers to assist humanity and planet Earth in her ascension from the third to the fifth dimension. It was founded in 2007 by Tiara Kumara. Tiara was on a sabbatical during which she had many intense, powerful experiences. During one of these experiences, she was contacted by Ascended Master Saint Germain, and the idea was given to her to form a foundation whose mission would be to activate and use the planetary crystalline grid which exists within the etheric and fourth and fifth dimensional plane, like if you can imagine a lattice belt surrounding the planet Earth and interpenetrating her and going all out to all corners of the universe. And this grid is activated and used by thought, love, and intention. The grid has always been there, but it hasn't been used by humanity because humanity had not yet reached the point in evolution where it made sense to them. And now, primarily, the great impetus that happened in 1987 during the harmonic convergence helped raise the vibration of the planet and raise the vibration of humanity. So in 2007, Tiara was given this idea, this inspiration from Saint Germain. And so she came back and she began a social network online, childrenofthesun.tv. It was a Ning site. And in that site, from those people, we gathered members all across the globe. And what we began to do was global group meditations at the new and full moon, the focused intention being love, unity, and raising the consciousness and healing the planet. That is how we began. Cycling forward into the end of 2010, it became clear to us that on our Ning site, there were two groups of people. One group was made of very, very serious, dedicated service of the light. And the other was more people that were contacting people for social reasons. So we decided to eliminate that Ning site as a social network and change it, our outer expression to the planet, to the childrenofthesun.org. And this is the place where we post all of our material. It's all free. We're supported by member donations and also by our core membership group. On our website, which is www.childrenofthesun.org, there's a plethora of material for anyone who is interested in learning about who we truly are. We are divine creator beings. We have created all of this out there, and now we are choosing to create new heaven, new earth through our newsletters that we mail out and through our twice monthly grid transmissions. We also have expanded out to where we have geolight teams. These can actually be thought of as ground crews. They're children of the sun manifesting in the third dimension on the physical plane. We have almost 400 geolight teams in 49 countries. We're on 6 of the 7 global continents. And most of our members are in the 3 Americas. However, we have many groups in the British Isles, and we actually have 30 geolight teams in Europe. We have 11 in Asia, 8 in Africa, 3 in Australia. And what these groups do is they meet on the third dimension at the times of our transmissions at the new and the full moon, and they go into the silence. Some of the transmissions, they listen to our beautiful meditations that Tiara produces.
Mm-hmm.
But they hook up to the crystalline grid. What this does on a global level, we do it 4 times on four different time zones on the different continents, is it creates a wave of light and throughout the grid, interpenetrating into the core of Mother Earth. The planet is bathed in divine light. We apply the violet flame for the transmutation of all of humanity's miscreations. And in doing this, it actually effects healing to those who have set the intention. We have people during our planetary grid transmissions who have written us with their needs, their healing intentions, who receive this as a healing not because we're focusing on their specific need per se, but because the accumulation and power in the unified light is so great that it meets with their intention and becomes illumined, and that is brought forth then into the 3D reality. So this is a expression of divine love and manifestation through group unified intention. And if you go back and research any of the writers from the last century or any of the ascended masters who spoke about how this new earth, how this new golden age would manifest, they all have said from the group of humanity, because we are all one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to assist in the dispelling of the illusion of separateness, Vicki.
Yes. The separation of space, of time. Because sometimes I won't be able to make the 9 o'clock transmission out of New York City. So uh-huh. I will connect with Australia early. I think it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. Even so, I'm not actually waving it, but I am participating at 2 o'clock in the morning from Tucson, Arizona. So there's no space. There's no time. I'm just engaging with the Australians, and that's unity to me. And I can say for myself that I have seen so many things happen following these transmissions. There was one transmission that we did in the summer of 2011, and I know I was in Puerto Vallarta. And I remember Tiara's beautiful meditation and intention about how we were going to uncover the truth. And I love the way she speaks. You know, she talks about there's many secrets, but they will be known, and we will, all the truth will be known. And then on September the 17th, Occupy Wall Street took place, and all of the mm-hmm. truth started coming out about all the secrets that Tiara had said would happen, and it did, and it's just snowballed since then.
I think that a very powerful time was the 11/11/11, because this was really the strongest global expression of light workers coming together with the assistance of the internet. You know, back in 87, during the harmonic convergence, we didn't have the type of internet communications that we do today. And at the 11/11/11, there were so many groups of light workers who were focusing in on assisting in the activations of these sun disks.
Oh, I know. That was such a wonderful time. And I thought that there was a lot of people on the island of the sun at Lake Titicaca. And I tried that morning, I tried to leave Peru and go across the border to Bolivia to go to the island of the sun. And everything went wrong. I just went back to my hotel, and I asked the cab driver to take me to Amaru Meru, and there everybody was. I mean, a big group of people that I wanted to connect to.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got back to the hotel, all of the people staying in that hotel were part of Children of the Sun. They were from Colombia, South America. And I just, you know, all those coincidences, and it was just so amazing. And I know a lot of great work was done. A lot of light was brought in during that time. And it's, Where were you? Did you stay in the States or?
I stayed in Florida, and I had a wonderful day that began with a meditation at sunrise on the beach, and then at 11:11, we had built a crystal grid on Fort Lauderdale Beach, and we meditated. And we said some world decrees for the healing of the planet. Then we went back to a friend of mine's house, a crystal healer. We had spent the day with her, and we worked with crystals. We meditated. And then for sunset, we went deep into the Everglades to watch the sunset. On the Everglades, we read some invocation. You know, Vicki, I don't remember exactly what it was now, but there was some very powerful invocation. I think it was from Patricia Diana Robles. I think it was her invocation that she had posted on her website. Mm-hmm. She was down in Australia for the 11/11/11, and you know, she's fabulous. And she then is. After the sun went down, we went back and we ate. But the energy was so incredibly powerful. I came home at 9:00 to do the meditation because I wanted to be home because I didn't know if I'd be able to drive afterwards. You know, the Mayan prophecy of the beginning of the seventh golden age is when the eagle would fly once again with the condor.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember that meditation when Tiara had said that everybody in North America to make for themselves the body of an eagle?
Yes.
Okay. So then to fly up and around Canada and then down and to South America. And what happened to me in my meditation was that when I crossed the equator, there were all the members of our Spanish site in their condor bodies. And then we were flying together in a figure eight. Over and over the Americas. I know that's not how the meditation went, but that's what happened for me. It, you know, and talking to some others, members of Children of the Sun, they too saw us flying together. How did that work for you?
Well, I was staying in Puno, and there's a beautiful statue of a condor at the top of the mountain above the plaza. So that was a sign. That was a confirmation that I was where I needed to be with the condor flying. But what happened while I was there, and I didn't really realize it, I have two children. One's 28 and one's 29. And little did I know that when I was there at Amaru Meru, Peru, that my son had been, he's in remission right now, but he had been attacked by three men in Columbus, Ohio, and he was left for dead on the side of the road during this period. And the police found him unconscious and unresponsive, so he went on life support. And I remember when I was there, I was holding I had my arms around my children.
Uh-huh.
And do you know that they found out that he had leukemia? And he's 6'3", he weighs 190 pounds. How in the world he ever got leukemia, I don't know. But he's in remission right now. That happened during the 11/11. So I think that all of the healing just, it was just amazing how he healed from this brain injury of being beat up and the cancer. It's gone. He's working right now, and I think that really, me being there, really brought in the healing for him as I saw him holding him in a, you know, like a Reiki kind of way.
Right, like seeing him held in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
You know, we have a private website. It's a team site. There's membership. There's a small $11 membership monthly fee, and many of our members choose to belong to that. And that is just a way of sharing our experiences. We have created a place on the inner planes called the Transfiguration Chamber. And we visit it 9 p.m. Eastern every Sunday night. Associated within this chamber is a vessel, a big vessel in the center of the chamber containing the sacred fires. And we have a list called the Miracle Making Moment List. And we place on this list names of people who are in need of healing. When we enter the chamber, we have Flame Shepherds. Each week, one of our members are intuitively chosen to carry one of the sacred fires in chamber, and they hold that fire and call upon the angels of that sacred fire to assist. And that this miracle-making moment list in our Transfiguration Chamber has assisted many in healing.
I know about that chamber, and I believe that's what has brought my son around, because they said he was right on death's door, right there. So I think it's just... So you can get through to the transmission chamber through the website, childrenofthesun.org.
Not for the Transfiguration Chamber.
Okay.
That's for members. That is for the participants, our members, although you don't have to be a member to have your name on the list. But the participants in the Transfiguration Chamber are members. The our twice monthly full and new moon transmissions are accessible to any human in embodiment on the planet at this time, and those awaiting embodiment, and those who are no longer in embodiment. But the chamber is a place for the members. Although I'm sure if somebody was a former member, they could still show up because they know where it is. It's a place on the inner planes that you go to by intention. You know what I wanted to mention? When you were talking about hooking up to Australia, Vicki?
Yes.
Is that... you don't really have to tune in at the same time as any of the synchronized times, because the crystalline grid exists outside of time. So
right.
You can, you could set your intention to go to the moment in the all now, it's all happening now anyway, at the time when, for instance, the meditation was happening in India, or where it was happening, no one should ever be deterred from participating in these powerful radiations of divine light because of unsynchronized linear time.
That's right. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
The next transmission will be on the new moon on Thursday, the 22nd of March.
Correct.
And it's coming from the Amazon. Could you explain that? What Tiara is doing in the Amazon?
Yeah. Well, Tiara went down to the Amazon for the 11/11. Well, she went down to Peru for the 11/11/11, and she was at the Island of the Sun prior to the 11/11/11, and then she went down to the Amazon to partake of a shamanistic dieta, which is getting in touch with and actually learning the medicine of different plants. And she was there for 3 weeks. When she came out of that, she actually had been given the inspiration to take expeditions of Children of the Sun members down to the Amazon so that they too could have this experience. So what she has done is create a program where people can go on these expeditions after being prepared, like cleansing their body of all toxins. Because when you go down there, you're eating just natural fruits and natural caught fish, and that's it, and partake of this moment of being reborn from the womb of Mother Earth. So Tiara is very closely aligned to the Ascended Master Saint Germain. And she was guided to put this together because the group is going to be transmitting light codes from deep in the mother to everybody who's tuning in. You know, the nature of the rainforest and of the Amazon is that it contains 90% of all of the plants from which all of our medicines and chemicals are made, but these are the pure roots. So everything that's been synthesized by scientists that they're using to heal humanity, the essence, the angelic life force of the plants for the healing of humanity and the planet is concentrated in this powerful area. The tribe that, the Shipibo tribe, they're the Shipibo Indians of the Amazon, and they live off the land. They very primitive and very in tune with Mother Gaia or Pachamama, how they call Mother Earth down in the southern hemisphere. So light codes that actually being transmitted from the members of our avatar expedition, but they're coming from the ascended master realm, from the great central sun, which has been the focus of our meditations this year, from Mother Earth, the core of Mother Earth to, again, raise the vibration, raise the consciousness, so that more and more human beings have their hearts awakened to compassion and to love for each other, for the planet, for all life. Mm-hmm. That's the whole focus and the intent of everything that Children of the Sun does. It's to awaken the hearts of humanity to know we are all one. So therefore, if we're all one, then what happens to you? If you hurt me too. Uh-huh. So therefore, why would I hurt myself to make war? Why would I hurt myself to take from myself so that a part of me would suffer? We're all like fingers on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all different notes in this great symphony, but nothing, we cannot move forward without the love. Love is the power. Love is the motivating, the cohesive, the healing force in the universe.
Absolutely. Some people feel that they can't do anything, that they're waiting for something to happen. Oh gosh, I wish this would hurry up and take place. I'm tired of this and that. But what is going on with Children of the Sun is that we realize that we are co-creators, and we're busy all the time doing things to up-level our consciousness. And by doing that, working on ourselves and working as a group, we're helping to open the hearts of those who haven't quite opened them yet. And everybody has a heart.
Yes.
The cruelest person on the planet has a heart that can open. And so I wouldn't wait for something to happen. I would get on board with Children of the Sun or whatever organization. I'm also affiliated with Patricia Diane Cota Robles because I live in Tucson where she lives. And we have our monthly meetings, and we do transmissions and that kind of thing every month.
She's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are so many organizations out there who are all authentic. And you can know their authenticity by what you feel in your heart.
Right.
There's so many of us light workers who are doing the work. Children of the Sun is one part of it, contributing to the whole of this amazing impetus that light workers all across the planet are coming together on the inner planes to radiate this love and assisting in awakening the hearts of humanity. We, the light workers, know that there is no separateness. It's totally amazing. One of the things that we are doing this year, more so than we have done before, is work with our local geo teams. This is a vision of Tiara's that's finally beginning to manifest. We have a wonderful director of geo teams. His name is Gandalf Germain. And he happens to be down in the Amazon with Tierra right now. But he is focusing on bringing together these local different geolite teams. Yesterday, there was a meeting in London of many of the members of different geolite teams throughout the British Isles. And I met last Wednesday with one member of the Children of the Sun who lives down in Miami. I live in Fort Lauderdale area. We went to one of our local parks. We said some violet flame decrees and blazed the violet fire onto South Florida, like local applications. Local applications of the violet flame to transmute the cause, core, record, effect, and memory of all of humanity's miscreations, damaging thought forms, damaging feelings, and transmute it all into light. So, and I've met with several Children of the Sun members in 3D. The remarkable thing in meeting them is how familiar they feel.
Right.
Like you feel familiar talking to you.
Right. Same. I know. Same here.
You know, it's not like talking to a stranger. What is your son's full name? Is he on the? I could put him on the miracle making moments list.
It's Justin Goodwin.
Okay. I'll put his name on the list.
All right. Thank you.
So he can continue receiving and get that once a week jolt of that wonderful radiation, that divine light radiation.
Because that's what he wants. He wants to live. He doesn't want this life to end. He wants to be a part of this this whole shift, and he doesn't want to go. So that's wonderful.
But you know, ultimately, Vicki, life doesn't end at that change called death.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And the I am presence of which we are soul extensions knows where it best can do its work. You know, the hardest thing for us light workers, the biggest challenge for us light workers that I experience myself and of every light worker that I have spoken to, and I'm sure you would agree also, is overcoming attachments to our children.
Mm-hmm. True.
This is the biggest challenge. And I have three grown children, I have grandchildren, and yes, this is the biggest challenge in this Earth school, is attachments, and knowing that each of us have our journey, that each of us have contracts with one another. We've all agreed to come here to play and to learn. And for many of us, if we learn well enough, then we can make a conscious choice whether we want to hang out here in our seamless garment of light or work someplace else. I think a lot of us signed on for this to assist. I think we'll be hanging out for a while because a lot of assistance is going to be needed.
Do you happen to know Dr. Norma Milanovic? She's written some books, We the Octurians and The Light Shall Set You Free.
I have not read any of her stuff.
Well, she was talking.
I think I'm thinking of Barbara somebody. She's not the one who. Oh no, I'm thinking of Barbara Marcinak.
No, Norma took groups of people to 33 different places on the planet and did a lot of violet flame and places that you wouldn't believe, Africa, all over the place. But anyway, she remembers being in the star system of Arcturus, and there was a bulletin board there in a community building or whatever, and it said, help needed, planet Earth. And she remembers that announcement, that little thing up there on the board, and she said, okay, I'll go. And she has a clear remembrance of that. So, yes, I think we've come to work on ourselves to grow and to assist ourselves. I mean, to up-level ourselves, our own consciousness. And that, of course, helps the rest of humanity, right, those around us. And
Vicki, I see aside from the fact that human beings need to learn that we're all a part of the same life, they also have to recognize their divinity and not identify themselves as bodies, physical bodies, but rather come to know their soul and have that soul embody their body, so that then the Antikarana can be built back to the I Am presence, that part of you which is God. It's an illusion to identify oneself as that transient personality.
And as children of the sun, we're building a group, Antikarana. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly, because we've acknowledged our unity, our oneness, as being part of this great wave. Do you know the story about Sanat Kumara gathering 144,000 of us?
But I love to hear it. If you'd like to tell it, I love the story.
So Sanat Kumara apparently went to the planet Venus, and with the Queen of Venus, who is his mother, she called him and said, I have a job for you to do. I want you to gather 144,000 volunteers, because Gaia is in deep problems. The people have forgotten who they are. They are not evolving, knowing their divinity. So we we came and we said, sure, I'll do this. And so we came down to assist the evolution of the planet. But by golly, we got so sucked in to the sensations and the materiality that we forgot why we came. We forgot our divinity.
Right.
So now we're waking up.
Yes. It's true. We're remembering.
Yeah. And so, you know, as we grow and develop, and have more and more of these aha moments and come in contact with others also waking up, that raises the vibration of the whole planet and creates the probability then, or the possibility of, through that raised vibration, the sleepy ones are raised and awaken. They have to, because the vibration is raising. And then all the other stuff falls away. And that's what you see, all this discord. This is this stuff. And believe me, there's going to be a lot of stuff. But it's falling away. For us, Vicki, we have to know to never be afraid of any of the appearances of the outer world.
Oh, I know. It's true. Yeah, not to be afraid. It's everything that we believe, trust, that it's going to, this is why we're here. I know that when I was on my way to Peru, somebody in Houston at the airport spilled gasoline all over the tarmac. And we had 250 passengers on the plane. And the whole thing was canceled. The flight was canceled because the flight attendants were sick from the smell of the gas and this and that. And they had to reroute 250 people. And so many people tried to tell me, oh, we'll give you your money back. Just go back to Tucson. No problem. We'll give you your full refund. I went, no. I'm going. That's it. I don't care. And I think it was something was trying to hold. There was about six of us that were headed towards 11-11-11. Uh-huh. How many times have you been on a plane and someone has spilled gasoline all over the tarmac? It's so funny that it's oil too. It's the oil thing in Houston and the, you know, that whole oil company thing.
Yeah.
But I just plowed right through it, and I got there the next day and everything was fine. I was ready to go. I was just a day late.
Did you see Michelle Anderson when you were down there?
Yes, I think, wasn't she at Amaru Meru? Because I got there at the last minute. The cab took me there, and I got there at about 11:05 or something like that. They just started the ceremony. I think she had on a cowboy hat, and I think I saw her. But I had to get back. I was with the taxi driver, so we had to get back. But it was a beautiful hour or so.
That was an awesome day.
That was a great day. I can't wait till 12-12-12.
Well, you know, on the from May 21st to the 26th, there's a dimensional portal that is going to be opening for more light to come in onto the planet. And once we hit May 26th, the energy is going to just build until the, from the 12-12-12 until the winter solstice. It's going to be really pretty intense energies.
That portal, is that the Venus transit, that May 26th? Is that when Venus comes back around?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. I can't wait. This is, everything's so exciting, you know, all these happenings. people just need to stay tuned to the truth, you know, the Children of the Sun, and it's a wonderful organization. I guess we've got a couple of minutes, Diane, and then we're going to have to go.
Well,
anything you want to bring up before we have to sign off?
Well, I do want to invite people to please check out our website, www.childrenofthesun.org. Our private team site is called the Center of Illumination. And there is a link on the .org site. It's the upper left-hand corner. It says Join Us. If you're interested, if you don't want to, not inclined to join the Center of Illumination, you can still send us your email address, and doesn't cost anything, and we will send you our newsletters, which will contain the text of the intention, our focus for this particular moon, and usually include an audio support meditation. This particular one coming up for the Amazon transmission, what we suggest is that you listen to the electronic ring meditation prior to the time that you're going to sit for the transmission, and the transmission should be received in silence. Silence upon the grid.
And the MP3 supports are wonderful. They're easy to download and put on your MP3 players, so you can use the headphones, and
I wanted to say that we have three different series. We have the I Am Avatar Yoga is what we're doing now. The Key of Life training was last year, and then we had the 7 rites of passage, which were the 7 weeks leading up to the 11/11/11, and those were a very, very powerful series. They're good for you to use at any time. We do suggest you use them in order. And a word of caution, if you're going to be using these meditations, please only do 1 a week and allow yourself time to integrate. This is powerful, and the time must be allowed for you to give yourself the space and the grace to integrate.
That's beautiful. Just love the work that you're doing, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it.
We're so grateful to have you be a part of it, and I'm so grateful that you invited me here tonight.
Well, you know, I'd love to have you on again sometime. Diane, just let me know if you'd like to talk about something new that's upcoming or whatever. I'm happy. I promised the masters that I would put out the effort to have the show, because I'm not crazy about writing. I've been told to write. I don't want to write. It's too time-consuming. So I said, as far as communication goes, I will do a show, and I'll put out the effort. And if nobody listens, that's fine. At least I'm doing something. I'm trying to promote the things that I really believe in. So thank you, Eric, for being our host tonight, and thank you, Diane, for coming on the show. I wish everybody a wonderful evening, and I will see you back in 2 weeks. Much love and light to all of you. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Vicki. Namaste.
Namaste.